This is the National Daily.
Welcome to August 7th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate valor and a clean fight. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Before we can talk, we communicate with touch, and the most vital messages are delivered with our hands. You are safe, you are loved. Saf Power Hand Sanitizer Cream is tough on germs and soft on skin because you don't just protect them, you surround them with softness. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
Purple Heart Day honors those extraordinary men and women who are of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. General George Washington first created the Badge of Merit in 1782, which was given to six military soldiers during the Revolutionary War. In 1944, the modern-day Purple Heart, which bears Washington's image, was awarded to General Douglas MacArthur, who helped change the requirements that limit the award to only those wounded or killed in combat. Today, it's estimated that the oldest military honor has been bestowed on nearly 1.9 million people since its creation. On Purple Heart Day, we thank all of those who have dedicated their lives in service to our country.
Today, we're encouraging you to start a fight. But don't worry, we're talking about the water balloon kind. While having someone dump water on you or even hit you with a projectile is usually frowned upon, water balloons are the exception. On a hot summer day, a splash of cold water is a small price to pay for being pelted by a friend. Round up a group of people, fill some balloons, and start throwing. If you want to crank up the excitement, get a group of friends together and stage an all-out water war. Fill up buckets with water balloons, arm yourself with water pistols, and let the games begin as you celebrate National Water Balloon Day. The only catch is you have to make sure your targets agree to the battle, or else you may have a real fight on your hands.
So I'm just curious, are all these new rules because last year's water balloon fight at your office was an epic fail?
Well, it wasn't an epic fail. I just stood there while everybody threw balloons at me, and It was like hundreds of them, so yeah. I'm not sure what that meant exactly.
No, I think this year you should round up a group on your side.
I'll have to do that. And tomorrow is
Global Sleep Under the Stars Night.
Be great.
If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
See you tomorrow.